It's time once again for America's favorite show, The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, brought to you by DrFloyd.com.
This week we begin our episode aboard the ship of the evil mastermind, Dr. Steve. He and his sock-shaped assistant, Fidget, are racing through time and space looking for more historical events they may be able to profit from. All the while, they are trying to keep a few steps ahead of their arch-nemesis and our hero, Dr. Floyd. Dr. Floyd and his crew have pledged to follow Dr. Steve throughout time and space to ensure he doesn't tamper with history.
Fidget? Fidget!
Yeah?
Have you seen my rice cakes? I could have sworn I left them in the pantry.
Yeah, I made them.
You ate them?
Yeah, here they are.
Well, I hope they tasted good because they're coming out of your pay.
Oh, man.
I don't care how hungry you are. You should have eaten before we left.
Well,
that's not my fault. You'll just have to stay hungry.
Fidget, we just can't stop in the time and space stream and get food. We'd have to make a jump, and then...
Just then, Dr. Steve looks up through the front window of the spacecraft in order to see a road sign floating in the middle of the time and space stream.
Last chance time and space Waffle House next right. Waffle House? Those things are everywhere. Yes, okay, we can stop, but we're going to make it quick. Do you hear me, Fidget?
As Dr. Steve and Fidget plan to make their rest stop, let's check in with our hero, Dr. Floyd, his protege, Dr. Grant, and their faithful robot companion, Chips, who are actually already sitting in the very same last chance time and space Waffle House. Man, I slept like a log last night. How did you sleep, Dr. Floyd?
You know you snore, right, Dr. Grant?
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. Chips, he snores, right?
I do not. I've never snored in my life.
Chips, play back the file from last night, please. There, you see?
That's not me.
Chips, when and where was that recording recorded? And remember that you have been programmed for the truth.
Okay, so I snore occasionally. I'll move my bed into the galley.
No, I wouldn't do that to the mice. I'm just giving you a bad time, Dr. Grant. Actually, I found some earmuffs in the cargo hold.
Oh, really? Well, I didn't know they made earmuffs in size double extra small.
What in tarnation? How many times have I told you?
Hey there, y'all decided what you want to eat yet?
Yes, thanks. I'll take 2 eggs with grits and sausage.
Okay, and you? What was that now?
He says he'll take the eggs with hash browns.
How you want those hash browns, hun?
He wants them scattered, smothered, covered, chunked, topped, diced, and peppered.
Oh, my kind of guy. The works, huh? I just love his accent to death. How about you, cutie? Did you want to see our seniors menu?
No, I would not like to see your seniors menu. How old do I look?
Well...
Don't answer that. I'll take 2 waffles.
Okay, coming right up.
Senior menu. I'm not that old.
Hey, Dr. Floyd, what do you think about that warning light that came on this morning on our ship?
The warning light for the boiler room?
Yeah.
Well, it went right off again. I sent Chips down there and he didn't see anything out of the ordinary. Probably just a fluke.
Oh, that's good news. A problem with the boiler room could spell trouble.
Oh, it should be fine. We'll keep an eye out. Uh-oh.
What?
Look!
Looking out the window, Dr. Floyd has noticed the sinister black ship of Dr. Steve landing in the Waffle House parking lot. What are we gonna do?
Duck!
Duck is in a little duck wear. They're so cute!
No, duck is in duck!
Welcome to Waffle House. How many?
2, please.
Oh, how cute! Does he want the kids' menu?
No, he'll eat off the regular one.
Right this way, please.
Meanwhile, back at Dr. Floyd's table, what are we gonna do? If Dr. Steve sees us here, he'll cause a big scene, and you know how I hate attention. I get so embarrassed.
Yeah, right. Just stay down.
Why are you guys hiding under the table?
Oh, I think I dropped a contact. We were just looking for it.
But you wear glasses.
Oh, that's right. Boy, you're sharp. Nothing gets by you. Anyway, can we get our order to go?
Sure, I'll be right back.
As our heroes huddle underneath their table, let's check in with Dr. Steve and Fidget.
There's no crayons. You didn't want the kids' menu, so you don't get crayons. Hey, look, they have one of those Mystic Seer machines. Give me a penny. Okay, we'll forget about the rice cakes. Give me a penny. Thank you. Okay, let's see. Does anything exciting ever happen in this diner?
It is quite possible.
Unbelievable. How does it know such things? It must be of the devil himself.
You guys ready to order?
Yes, we are.
You want me to just add it to the other bill?
Other bill? What other bill?
Those folks leaving right there said you were gonna pick up their check.
What folks? Floyd!
Thanks for lunch, Dr. Steve!
Curse you, Floyd! Fool me once, shame on you! But you won't fool me again!
Dr. Floyd, Dr. Grant, and Chips all hop into their ship and begin lifting off back into the time and space stream as Dr. Steve plops back down into the booth.
Give me another penny, Fidget. Mystic Seer, when will I be rid of Dr. Floyd and the rest of those no-good nicks?
Very soon. One will die. One will die.
Fidget, do you hear that? Very soon. One will die.
Oh no, is the end of our heroes close at hand? Is the Mystic Seer right? Will Dr. Floyd, Dr. Grant, or Chip soon meet a grisly fate? There's only one way to find out. Tune in next week for the thrilling Season 1 series finale of The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd.